Somedina by Akweke Emezi. Table of Contents. I. The World of the Split and the Starvation War. E. The Manifestation of the Twins' Gifts. E. The Incident on the Farm and the Council's Judgment. IV. The Kidnapping and the Quest to the Sacred Forest. V. The Oracle and the Leopard's Secret. VI. The Confrontation at the Palace. VII. Healing the Split and the Return Home. Key Themes and Symbols. The book Somedina by Akweke Emezi is a complex fantasy rooted in Igbo culture, exploring the life of the titular protagonist, Somedina, and her twin brother, Jaike. Set in the generation following a cataclysmic event known as the Split, the story follows the twins as they discover their children of the crocodile, dedicated to the deity Allah, and their subsequent journey to rescue Jaike from a ritualist who was once their own grandfather. I. The World of the Split and the Starvation War. The narrative begins with the historical context of the Starvation War, a conflict where neighboring lands attempted to seize the twins' territory, poisoning rivers and destroying crops. To save their people, the Dibias, spiritual masters, decided to break the earth to separate their islands from the world, an event called the Split. This act caused a massive ripple of power. Everyone who survived the influx of magic was granted a gift, a spiritual ability forced upon them by the deity Allah. Somedina and Jaike are born into the generation after this event. They are the children of Ngozi, Mama, and Olaheme, Papa. Their family is already unique. Their older sister, Nikadi, is a spirit child who died and returned several times before deciding to stay. Nikadi eventually manifests powers as a Dibia and is taken to the sacred forest by her maternal grandfather, Zarenho, to begin training. This event leaves a lasting scar on Ngozi, who resents the Dibias and the spirits for taking her children, too. The Manifestation of the Twins' Gifts. For years, the twins appear normal, lacking both physical changes and the emergence of gifts as they turn 14 and 15. This causes increasing anxiety for Ngozi, who views their lack of development as unnatural. Their best friend, Uwafulamiro, a boy with ghostly, white skin and hair, eventually manifests the gift of disappearing. After a tender moment where Uwafulamiro kisses Somedina at the river, the twins' own powers begin to stir. One night, while lying in bed, the twins experience a profound spiritual awakening. They feel a chasm open beneath them, a spirit channel, and look into it. Jaike says, "Life, a bursting and a budding and a blossoming." Somedina sees death, decaying scales, wriggling worms, and a yawning jaw. An entity within the chasm roars the word, "Mine," at Ngozi, who witnesses her children's eyes turn charcoal black. Terrified, Ngozi calls them an abomination, a word that deeply wounds Somedina. The family calls for Ahudi, their paternal grandmother and a healer, and her wife Daa Luchito examine the children. They discover that the twins hold multiple gifts but are not Dibias, and they carry a strong imprint of the spirit world. 3. The Incident on the Farm and the Council's Judgment. Somedina's powers manifest violently during an afternoon on a nearby farm. She discovers her friend Chiyotu being brutally attacked by a boy named Chidi. As Somedina attempts to intervene, she is possessed by a pulse from the earth. She feels Chidi's vital force in her hand and, with a single command of stop, snuffs out his life. The town is thrown into a frenzy. Chidi's father, the local blacksmith, demands justice for the murder of his son. During the trial in the town square, the elders and the priest of Allah sentence Somedina to death. However, the execution is interrupted by the arrival of Zarenho and Nikadi. Zarenho rebukes the judgment, revealing that the twins belong to Allah. He explains that when Ngozi prayed for Nikadi to live, she promised to dedicate her future children to the deity but failed to do so. Consequently, Allah has claimed the twins as her hands, their children of the crocodile, with power exceeding even that of the Dibias. Despite this divine protection, the town remains hostile, and Ngozi continues to reject them, leading to the decision to send Somedina away to live with Ahudi. IV. The Kidnapping and the Quest to the Sacred Forest. Before Somedina can leave, a hunter in blue, named Ejike, whom she had seen in her nightmares, kidnaps Jaike through a spirit gateway. Ejike intends to eat the twins' power to free himself from the edge of the split. Somadina, accompanied by Nakati, and Yuwa Fulamiro, journeys to the sacred forest to seek Zarenjo's help. In the forest, Somadina begins intensive training to uncover her dormant gifts. She discovers she possesses a void, or stopping force, an emptiness that can wilt plants, halt wind, and stop fire. Zarenjo provides two medicines, a medicine that clarifies the twin bond, allowing Somadina to track Jaike's direction, an antidote for the crushing head pain caused by the physical distance between the twins. Because Allah forbids Zarenjo from joining them, the three young people set out alone. To catch up with Ejike, Nakati uses a dangerous Dibia technique called folding the land, which allows them to cross vast distances in seconds but causes extreme physical drain and hunger. V. The Oracle and the Leopard's Secret. The group travels north toward the split. They stop in a village where they meet Obi and Uju, who provide food and information. They saw Ejike and Jaike pass through recently. While in the village, they visit a local oracle, who gives Somadina a cryptic prophecy. Your eyes are too narrow and you need more of them. Every cutlass needs a handle. I would strongly suggest that you do not run from the leopard. While traveling through a dense forest, they are attacked by feral leopards, animals driven mad by the residual magic of the split. During the battle, Somadina is pinned by a leopard and nearly killed because she refuses to use her void gift. In a moment of desperation, Nakati transforms into a golden leopardog, kills the attackers. The reveal of Nakati's ability causes a rift. Somadina feels betrayed, believing Nakati and Zarenjo have been keeping secrets and manipulating her into using her power. In her anger and grief, Somadina runs away into the forest, only to be captured by Ejike. V. The confrontation at the palace. Ejike takes Somadina to his palace at the edge of the split, an area where the air is poisoned by corrupted residue from the war. There, Somadina finally learns Ejike's true identity. He is Kasandu, the twins' paternal grandfather, who is believed to have died during the split. Kasandu reveals that he survived the split by becoming a ritualist, sacrificing other Dibias to steal their gifts and sustain his life. He even stepped into a new, younger body to evade death. Now, he plans to sacrifice Somadina and Jaike his own blood to eat the power of the deity Allah and gain the ability to move freely across the earth. The twins are reunited in the palace, both pinned to a wall by Ejike's magic. Ejike begins a ritual, cutting Jaike's chest to draw out the god's power. In this moment, the twins realize the meaning of the oracle's words. They're two halves of the same weapon. Jaike represents life and fire, Somadina represents death and the void. As they touch fingertips, their powers combine, and they are spiritually transported to the river where they see the true form of the mother crocodile. 7. Healing the split and the return home. With their combined gifts, the twins overwhelm Ejike. Somadina uses her void to absorb all the poisonous magic, surrounding the split, channeling it through her body into the mouth of the god. Jaike uses his fire of life to heal the land, causing grass and trees to spring forth instantly. The massive chasm of the split fills with water, creating a new body of water dubbed the Split Sea. Ejike, stripped of his stolen magic, reverts to an old, dying man and passes away as Nakati stays by his side. The three return to their village. They are met by a party of armed men sent by the elders, but Jaike effortlessly disarms them by making their axe handles sprout leaves and buds. They finally confront their parents. Ngozi is broken by grief and guilt, apologizing for calling them abominations and promising to heal what I have broken. The book ends with the twins embraced by Ahudi. Finally, home. Somadina, no longer a fledgling, but a powerful servant of Allah, prepares to tell her grandmother the full story of their journey and the truth about Kasandu. Key themes and symbols: the twin bond. Described as an old bone, this link is the source of their power and their greatest vulnerability. The crocodile, a manifestation of the deity Allah, representing both the source of life and the inevitability of death. The void versus fire. The duality of the twins' gifts reflects the nature of the earth itself, the power to create and the power to end. Identity and rejection. Much of the emotional core involves Somadina's struggle with being an abomination in her mother's eyes and finding her own worth as a small god. This summary is for educational purposes only.